Chapter 1. Pay the Price. In the first chapter of The Psychology of Money, Morgan Housel emphasizes the importance of understanding the price one pays for financial success. Using the story of Ronald Reed, a janitor who amassed $8 million through consistent saving and investing, Housel illustrates that financial success is often more about behavior than intelligence. He argues that even without prestigious degrees or careers, individuals can achieve wealth through sound financial habits. Housel compares the price of investing to purchasing a luxury watch. Just as one must pay a price for a desired item, investors must endure volatility for potentially high returns. He warns against overextending oneself, using examples like Netflix's tumultuous journey to caution against taking excessive risks. Ultimately, Housel advises investors to recognize and accept volatility as the cost of wealth creation in the stock market. Chapter 2. Never Enough. In this chapter, Housel delves into the psychological phenomenon of comparing oneself to others and the relentless pursuit of more. He discusses how capitalism fosters both wealth creation and envy, leading individuals to continually chase higher status and wealth. Through examples like Bill, a doctor who feels inadequate compared to his billionaire neighbor, Housel illustrates how social comparisons perpetuate feelings of inadequacy and insatiability. Housel warns against succumbing to the never-ending quest for more, stressing the importance of recognizing when enough has been achieved. He cautions against making financial decisions driven by comparison, as they often lead to dissatisfaction and poor outcomes. Chapter 3. Crazy is in the eye of the beholder. In this chapter, Housel explores the concept of financial behavior that may seem irrational to some but rational to others. He emphasizes the influence of individual backgrounds, experiences, and values on financial decisions, using examples like lottery spending disparities between income groups to illustrate differing perspectives. Housel encourages investors to understand their own values and risk profiles, avoiding strategies or portfolios that don't align with their goals. By recognizing and respecting diverse perspectives, investors can make more informed decisions tailored to their individual circumstances. Chapter 4. Peekaboo. In Chapter 4, Housel discusses the unpredictability of major events and their impact on financial markets. Drawing from Nassim Taleb's concept of black swans, he highlights the difficulty in foreseeing and reacting to significant events like economic downturns or pandemics. Housel advises investors to focus on preparing for unforeseeable disasters rather than attempting to predict or react to them in real time. He emphasizes the importance of mental and financial readiness to weather unexpected crises rather than relying on market timing or macro projections. Chapter 5. The Seduction of Pessimism. In the final chapter, Housel explores the tendency to gravitate towards pessimistic outlooks and narratives. He explains how evolutionary biases and storytelling dynamics contribute to the allure of pessimism, despite evidence of long-term progress and improvement. Housel encourages investors to challenge pessimistic narratives and consider the broader context of long-term trends and advancements. By recognizing the asymmetry in how we perceive gains and losses, investors can cultivate a more balanced and optimistic outlook towards the future. Conclusion. The Psychology of Money offers valuable insights into the behavioral aspects of finance, emphasizing the importance of understanding one's own values, perspectives, and biases. Through real-life examples and psychological principles, Morgan Housel provides readers with practical wisdom for navigating the complexities of investing and achieving financial well-being. Ultimately, the book reminds us that while financial success requires discipline and strategy, it also demands introspection and a deep understanding of human psychology.